Chapter 7. Jason woke slowly, something solid and comforting nuzzling into his back with arms wrapped around his waist. He smiled to himself, glancing back to find Danny snuggled against his back. He glanced around the room, taking everything in. Danny had an apartment on the floor above his coffee shop. It was a cute two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen that was to die for. Danny had to practically drag him to the bedroom the first night they'd been together to keep him from drooling over the setup. That had been a month ago. Now he was mostly used to it, but Danny still wouldn't let him use the kitchen. And oh, how Jason had begged. The month of the two dating, though, had been pure and total bliss. He loved absolutely every minute of it. Danny had been the most amazing boyfriend. Not much had really changed in their relationship like Jason had expected. Everything was still just as comfortable. The only difference now had been the sex and the kissing. The kissing in particular was amazing. Go back to sleep. Electricity buzzed through the air. Jason snorted and rolled over to find Danny glaring at him, bleary-eyed. It's 8 in the morning. You slept in, Jason said in response. Soft crackles of fire creaking and popping in the room and combining with the humming of Danny's electricity. Danny let out a whine and buried his face in Jason's chest, his eyes still closed tight. Let me up and I'll make breakfast for us before you go open the shop up. Danny pulled back and opened one tired eye to give his boyfriend a look. You just want to use my kitchen, he said, the electricity grumbling and low, showing Danny's tiredness. Jason grinned and gave his boyfriend a soft kiss as the Haffa finally relented. He pushed Jason away from him and pulled the blanket over his head, falling back into bed. The Revenant just smiled, though, and patted his boyfriend's shoulder before he pulled himself out of bed. He padded through the halls of the apartment before finding himself in the kitchen and stopped short when he saw Cass sitting crisscross on the top of Danny's kitchen table. Jason glanced back at where Danny was probably fast asleep once more and looked back at Cass, who just smiled and waved at him. What are you doing here? He signed, walking towards her. Haven't been home, Cass accused, signing the words out quickly, giving him a sly smile as she looked between Jason and the hallway he had just come from. I have a boyfriend, he declared, sniffing his nose once as he walked past his sister and started to dig through the refrigerator to find what he wanted to make for breakfast. He dug through, grabbing a carton of eggs, some veggies, and the leftover chicken Danny had made the night before. He looked between all of it and grabbed the milk as well, and set it all on the counter. You're happy? Cass asked out loud behind him. Jason smiled to himself as he grabbed a bowl and started cracking eggs. He nodded once as he dumped an egg into the bowl before he looked at his sister. Very, he signed to her, before turning back to work on his quiche. Cass hopped off the counter, and Jason soon felt his sister's arms wrap around him and hug him tight. I'm happy for you, she said, as she pulled away from her brother. Sorry I broke into his house. Jason shrugged his shoulders, knowing that his sister would understand better than anyone what it meant. She smiled and stood on her tiptoes before patting the top of his head softly. Keep it a secret, she asked, and Jason pursed his lips as he thought about it for a moment, before he nodded in agreement. Cass was the best secret keeper in the family, and he knew if he told her not to say anything, then she would keep it quiet. Which, right now, Jason wanted it to stay between him and Danny. Not because he was embarrassed by Danny, far from it, actually. If anything, he was embarrassed of his family. They would all start stalking Danny and driving him crazy. He already had to deal with Dick stalking him just to check on him. He didn't need Dick to up the ante by stalking him even more to learn about his boyfriend. He was also just slightly worried that they would somehow scare Danny off. Which, of course, Danny swore that nothing the Waynes would do would scare him off, but Jason wasn't so sure of that. He knew how far his family was willing to go at times to get information, and if it had to do with Jason, they would be even more persistent in learning about it. It drove Jason insane. Won't say a word, Cass said, as Jason started collecting the ingredients to make the crust of the quiche. It was an old recipe he had learned from Alfred back when he had still been a bright-eyed teenager. Alf would usually make the quiche out of whatever leftovers he had from dinner the night before and throw it all together. Thank you, Jason signed at her before making the dough up. Cass just gave him a small smile and left him in the apartment alone, happy to have her answers from her brother. Something's different about Jason, Dick said, pacing Cass's ballet studio, wringing his hands together as he did. He has a crush on this guy, someone who owns this coffee shop in Crime Alley, but I don't know if it's the best idea for him to be in a relationship when his mental health isn't the greatest. Cass sighed and bent into a downward dog. He's fine, Dick, she told him, stretching her legs out. How do you know that? He's been insanely depressed ever since the accident happened. He never got therapy. He's never talked to anyone about what happened. It's not healthy, Dick stressed, running his hand through his hair as he continued pacing the studio. Cass let out a huff. No wonder Jason didn't want her to say anything about Danny to any of their siblings. Dick was obsessing already, and if he found out that Jason was in a relationship, he would probably flip his lid. Cass stood upright and glanced at her brother. Do you know that? Know what? Know that he's never talked about what happened to anyone? Dick asked incredulously. Of course he hasn't. He's Jason. He just bottles everything up and lets himself be angry instead of actually doing anything to make his life easier. The woman sighed and padded over to her oldest brother and clapped his cheeks between her hands. It's his life. Don't meddle, she ordered. Dick sighed, his shoulders slumped in resignation. You're right, he said with a huff. I just want what's best for him. She smiled. I know, but he is an adult and he can make his own decisions, she said, and let go of Dick's face to go back to her yoga. Dick just let out a huff and started following her in the movements, trying to calm his nerves. Cass could tell, though, that despite how hard he was trying, he couldn't calm down. Hopefully he would drop this, though. Jason deserved to have some peace and happiness in his life, and if this Danny guy did that, she would do whatever she could to protect his peace. Dick was never a very good listener. He knew this about himself, knew that no matter what he tried to do, he'd never actually be able to drop something. Not when he'd already put his mind to it. Sure, Cass had told him to leave it alone and said that he needed to trust Jason to make his own decisions, but she didn't understand. Dick had failed Jason twice, and it had resulted in Jason dying, and then it resulted in him losing his voice. If he didn't try to protect his brother now and make sure that he was okay, who knew what would happen? Which is how he found himself standing in the middle of Jason's empty apartment, frowning in annoyance. Where the hell was his brother? He hadn't been out on patrols this night. Dick had already checked, and all of his brother's henchmen had said that Jason was taking a vacation. His brother had never taken a vacation before. If anything, it was cause for even more suspicion. He let out a huff before he pulled up Jason's contact information and pressed the FaceTime button. He listened to it ring a few times before his brother finally picked up.
Hello?
A voice asked, and Dick nearly dropped his phone. This isn't Jason, Dick said hesitantly, as he stared at the screen and a dark-haired man that wasn't Jason appeared. It was the coffee shop guy.
No shit, Sherlock. What gave it away, the voice?
Coffee shop guy asked sarcastically.
This is his boyfriend. Jay's in the shower right now. You're his brother, right? The one who was stalking him like a month or so ago?
Dick scoffed. I wasn't stalking him. I just couldn't get him to answer any of my phone calls or texts, he muttered. Suddenly, a loud shriek sounded from the speakers of Dick's phone, and the vigilante watched as his phone tumbled to the ground.
Jason, stop,
the man said with a giggle. Growls filled the speaker along with the weird fire sounds that came from his brother these days, as coffee shop guy laughed hysterically.
I was just answering your phone. It's your brother,
he said through his laughs. Is everything okay? Dick asked hesitantly. Suddenly, the camera changed positions and Dick found himself looking at a glaring Jason. He let out a loud, guttural growl before hanging up the phone. Dick let out a whine and slipped the phone back in his pocket. He couldn't believe this. He had even more questions now compared to before he'd called his brother. He let out a huff and made his way out of the apartment and stomped towards his motorcycle and sped off back to the manor for the night. He couldn't believe Jason hated him so much that he wouldn't even tell Dick he had a boyfriend. What kind of brother was he? He found himself back in the manor not too long later and fell onto the couch in the Batcave face first with a loud groan. What's wrong, chum? Bruce asked. Dick glanced over to find his adoptive father staring down at him curiously and let out an annoyed huff. Jason's dating someone and he won't tell me about it, he said, and watched as Bruce made the usual constipated face he made whenever Jason was brought up. Out of everyone, he had been the one to take Jason's accident the hardest. He still wouldn't talk about what happened the night Joker had attacked him and Jason. It was as though he blamed himself for it. "Why are you trying so hard with Jason?" Damien asked from his spot at the back computer. "He made his decision. He doesn't want us in his life. Why keep pushing?" "Because we're family, and you don't give up on family. I'd do the same thing if any of you were in Jason's shoes, too. He needs us." "Maybe listen to Damien on this one, Dick. Quit pushing," Bruce said softly, looking sad beyond words. Dick sighed and shook his head. They didn't get it. Dick wasn't just going to give up on his brother. He loved Jason, and he was going to do everything he could to make sure that Jason knew that. End of chapter 7.